message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Let us give Him praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I also want to thank our resident pastor. Amen. The Lord is good. And all the time. Quickly, we don't have much time. Tonight we're going to be looking at triggering your triumph. Triggering your triumph. Or you can say triggering or triggering your triumph. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Once again, I welcome you to church today. And our running theme this month is triumphing via praise. Our Lord Jesus triumphed and is still triumphing according to Colossians chapter 2 verse 15. Having spoiled principalities and power. Please, can you project Colossians chapter 2 verse 15? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And having spoiled principalities and power, He made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in heat. Praise the Lord. You also have a destiny triumph in Christ Jesus. You have been designed to triumph over all situations and circumstances in life. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Tonight, I'd like us to know that God wants us to triumph. Praise the Lord. We had the definition for triumph on Sunday from Pastor Moshebi. Is you having success. Hallelujah. God wants us to succeed all around success. Praise the Lord. You know, it's always disheartening to a parent when you have invested in a child and you are very sure that this child, nowhere he goes to, is going to represent you. It's going to bring out the investment that you have in him. That no exam that this child takes, he passed. Praise the Lord. And maybe when the child takes an external examination like West Africa or joint matriculation, and is not bringing back something good home. Inside, even if you don't talk, inside of you, you'll be thinking that, doesn't mean that all my investment is waste. Praise the Lord. You know, God wants us to triumph. His wish for us, as in, He wants us to succeed. So if we are not succeeding, or if we are not triumphing, then God is not happy. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's open our Bible to 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14. Now thanks be unto God, which always caused us to triumph in Christ, and maketh manifest the Savior, the Savior of His knowledge, by us in every place. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. To triumph is not automatic. I'd like us to have this in mind. Even in as much as God wants us to triumph, we have the seed of greatness inside of us. But it is not automatic. It doesn't just come up. There's something that you do to trigger it. Praise the Lord. Just like you have a gun. Amen. And the gun has bullets. No matter how beautiful the gun is, the latest, said be AK-49, whatever, if you don't trigger it, the bullet won't come out. And it will not show its capability. Praise the Lord. So, triumph is not automatic. You need a praiseful life to live a triumphant life. You need a praiseful life to live a triumphant life. And you must also know that we live in an unjust world, and weapons are needed to fight the good fight of faith. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Just like Pastor Moshebe said on Sunday that we should do a life response, not Facebook response. So let's do a life response. Praise the Lord. So quickly, let's look at why praise triggers triumph. Let's look at why praise triggers triumph. Praise is the weapon of war. Psalm 149, verse 6 to 9. Praise is a weapon of war. Please, can we open to? Let the high praises of God be in your mouth and a two-edged sword in your hand. Verse 7. To execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishment upon the people. To bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron. To execute upon them the judgment written dishonor. Dishonor of all his saints. Praise you the Lord. Praise the Lord. We need to know how potent the weapon of praise is. Yes, we are so familiar to it, and we were taught about it on Sunday also. It's just a kind of continuation. But it's very pertinent that we know the potency of the weapon of praise. Just like there's this woman understanding that the normal weapon, that is the bow weapons, can do a lot of havoc. You know, and you know, when the corona stuff came up, and you know, because due to films that I've watched, I was kind of thinking that, can this be a biological weapon? That, I mean, the world is going to extinction. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. No, when you imagine what a biological weapon could do, then visualize sin. To what the weapon of praise could do. Yes, we are so familiar with it. You know, we sing, you know, we just sing like that. But we don't know what praise could do. Praise the Lord. No matter the war or battles you are going through, you will always conquer through praise. With praise, you are able to humiliate the devil and his agent with ease. You know, maybe you are passing through something and you have actually prayed, and it's like you are not comfortable. You just need an affirmation that you are victorious. You know, many times what affirms that God is with you sometimes is when you sing praises. Praise the Lord. You know, you've prayed, you've done everything, and it's like you are all alone, and you're just looking at everywhere, what is going to happen next, and you start singing. For example, I have a Father, Almighty Father, He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I have a Father. It has meaning. You are telling yourself that you have a Father. Almighty Father is an affirmation. Praise the Lord. Amen. With praise, you are able to humiliate the devil and his agents with ease. Praise is the price you pay to transfer your battles from your hand to God's hand. Praise is the price you pay to transfer your battles from your hand to God's ends. We know the story of Jehoshaphat, how he also makes use of the weapon of praise. Praise the Lord. Quickly, we don't have time. Why praise trigger triumph? Number two, praise is what makes all walls of Jericho to collapse. Praise is what makes all walls of Jericho to collapse. Joshua was overseeing the Israelites to the promised land. And they need to enter the Jericho. And it was like, what is going to happen? The Jericho has been, it's been shut. The gate has been shut and it has a very tall fence. And there was a preacher that was given analysis of the size of the fence and how gigantic and, the thickness of the fence. Praise the Lord. Israelites need to enter Jericho and they needed to enter and they don't have any weapon. There's no, maybe they have a dynamite to blow it down. They don't have anything. They don't have any weapon. All they just have is themselves and God. Praise the Lord. I'm just trying to visualize, all these weapons, dynamite. There was a time that they said this bank door, this bulletproof door cannot be. Early 2000, that should maybe 1999, 2000 then, or earlier than then, when the door came, it was like nothing can break this door when it came in. And everybody, all the banking industry, they are comfortable that a door has come that will protect us from the thieves. But when the thieves will come, they came with something that will break the door, a dynamite. When they just plant the dynamite and they just trigger it, something will just come down. That's all. And they just go in. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The same thing happens to the Israelites. Praise the Lord. So, in Joshua chapter 6, verse 20, let's open our Bible to Joshua chapter 6, verse 20. So the people shouted when the priest blew with the trumpets. And it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet. And the people shouted with a great shout that the wall fell down flat. So that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. Praise the Lord. You can liken praise to a dynamite. Praise God. Because in a normal sense, why will just a shout? There's some physics terms that propounded that there's a kind of shout that maybe there will be an intensity of shout that will bring down a building. Praise the Lord. But I don't know. In this chapter that we just read, praise, God used praise as a dynamite for the Israelites. Praise the Lord. Evil cannot be present where God is being praised and adored. Number three, why praise triggers triumph. Evil departs from your life and your environment. Evil depart from your life and your environment. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 23. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 23. When Saul was disturbed. 23, yeah. It came to pass when the evil spirit from God was upon Saul that David took an harp and played with his hand. So Saul was refreshed and was well, and the evil spirit departed from him. Praise the Lord. That is the power of praise. Saul was disturbed. The Bible says that the evil spirit from God. And David had to play music, had to play praise. And the evil left Saul. Evil always depart from every life where praise is abundant. Evil spirits can't survive the presence of praise at all. And this is because this is God's natural habitat. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. When praise is being as in when praise goes up, God dwells in the, where praise is being offered. Praise the Lord. Where praise is, God is also is. Amen. Number four, quickly, because we don't have much time. Why praise triggers triumph? Praise triggers possibilities. Praise triggers possibilities. All things are possible to the praiseful person. Your miracles, marriage, celebration, appointment, healing are all possible to the praiseful. Let's open the Bible to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. It says that we should give that in all things that we should give thanks. Praise the Lord. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In giving thanks, you achieve triumph. You know, not that you have actually seen it, or it has actually gotten to your hands. You are not even smelling it at all. But you just have that assurance, and you started giving thanks. Praise the Lord. And because you have given thanks, even while you have not seen it, then things begin to happen. You begin to triumph. Praise the Lord. I pray that all through our life, we will triumph in Jesus' name. I say all through our life journey, we will triumph in Jesus' name. Quickly, we're going to also look at how do we trigger praise. If praise is this important, then how do we trigger praise? Or how can we trigger praise? Number one, appreciate the breath in you. Appreciate the breath that is in you. The book of Psalm chapter 115 verse 6 says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is how you can trigger praise. When you look at the breath, you know, you will appreciate breath even during this lockdown. Even, you know, just this morning I was in the bank and, you know, it was not tough like last 2 weeks, that if you don't even need to cough. Okay, I remember this. I was in a pharmacy shop, and a patient came. He came to buy some drug, and I was also there to do some transaction. And the patient has been there for like 20, 30 minutes, and he was sitting down, and I was discussing. I engaged him in a discussion, and we were just discussing. And he had to do his blood pressure and some other things. So he was waiting for the pharmacist to come around and do that for him. And so suddenly, he just sneezed, and everybody went away. And I was there. Somebody said, why are you waiting? Wait, run. I was like, I've been discussing with this person for over 30 minutes. Even if he has corona, I would have contacted it. So why will I now jump away when he sneezed? And the man was kind of, what an embarrassment. I mean, the man was embarrassed. And it was like, but nobody minded him. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So you will appreciate bread in this lockdown. Amen. When you think about the bread in you, you will praise God very well. Many have lost their breath, but you are doing well. You must learn to appreciate the fact that you have breath in you. This is how you can trigger praise. When many times we feel, not that we don't want to be appreciative, kind of, but we are kind of relaxed that, you know, it has become a routine. You know, I wake up, I sleep, I wake up, take my breakfast, I go out, I come in. You know, it has become a routine. So we don't really count any special thing in it. praise the Lord, but it's good that we see it special. And that is how we can trigger praise. Amen. How do we trigger praise? Number two, live in joy daily. Psalm 100, verse 2. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Okay, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Praise the Lord. If you want to trigger praise, then you have to live in joy daily. You have to live in joy daily. You don't have to. Yes, there are many others to cross, but you don't have to be bothered. Amen. Joy is so important to the success of your life and destiny. When you are joyless, you are helpless. I repeat, when you are joyless, you are helpless. You see, when you are joyless, you are more or less, before someone can actually help, then you need to put on some joy. You know, that is why you see that maybe if you want to help someone, and the person is crying, you will first tell the person, say, praise the Lord. So you have to put on joy. You have to be joyful before you can receive help. Don't allow the economy make you sad. Don't allow the fear of COVID-19 make you sad. Because it is not your portion. Say, it is not my portion. Amen. You know, recently you will find out that everywhere, you know, there's something that it's like it's dying down bit by bit. I was also in a gathering also this afternoon. And when I was in the gathering last month, they actually maintain some social distancing and so on like that. You have to wash your hand, and even the place is not well ventilated. You still have to put on your face mask, and intermittently you have for hand sanitizer to rub your hand. The meeting that was supposed to last for maybe like 1 hour, we couldn't spend 20 minutes because everybody was, you know, we couldn't enjoy ourselves. Praise the Lord. Amen. But don't allow the fear of COVID-19 make you sad. It is not your portion. Allow your heart to bring forth joy daily. Allow your heart to bring forth joy daily. Number three, how do we trigger praise? Pray daily for the fruit of the Spirit. Pray daily for the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians chapter 5 verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. There are about 9. You need to put on this every day. Praise the Lord. Number 4. How do we trigger praise? Encourage yourself in the Lord. Encourage yourself in the Lord. 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 6. 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 6. And David was greatly distressed, for the people speak of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Praise the Lord. David had to encourage himself. You know, because even his own wife too was taken captive, and his children. And somebody, some other family are mad at him. You know, that why has he done this? Why has he done that? He has allowed the enemies to take, their children. And, you know, that is what a leader faced. But he had to encourage himself in the Lord. You must learn to encourage yourself in the Lord daily. Enough of people encouraging you. Encourage yourself in the Lord daily. You know, many times, many of us want, people to actually know that we are going through stuff, and so that they can have pity on us. You know, it's not good to be pitied. Amen. So it's better you encourage yourself and enough of seeking for pity from people. Amen. Number five, keeping company with praiseful people. Keeping company with praiseful people. Always keep company with praiseful people. Psalm 1 verse 1 to 3. Psalm 1 verse 1 to 3. Blessed is the man that walketh. You can read that later. For you to remain praiseful, ensure you keep company with people who love to praise God. You are always influenced by the company you keep. You cannot walk with complainers and be praiseful. Your relationship never leaves you neutral. Praise the Lord. I'd like us to think about this. Your relationship never leaves you neutral. You cannot be on the fence. It's either you are positive or negative. Praise the Lord. It's either you are praiseful or you are a complainer. So that is the more reason you have to pitch your tent with praiseful people. Yes, that does not mean that you will not meet some complainer in your daily activity. But you don't pitch your tent with them. Because when you pitch your tent with them, they will make you what they are. Maybe before you don't complain, but automatically when you are in their midst because they complain, you too will see the reason you need to complain, and you start complaining. Praise the Lord. Proverbs chapter 27 verse 17 says that iron sharpeneth iron. Iron sharpeneth iron. So you need, iron sharpeneth iron. So a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. You have to look for good friends. Friends that will motivate you. Friends that will make you have reasons why you should praise God. And not friends that will make you to have reasons to complain. Praise the Lord. You know, the truth is that if you want reasons to complain, you will find. It's all around. The government are not doing well. And you want to use that to complain. Government, there's no water, there's no this. I paid my tax, and there's no social amenities. You want to complain. Praise the Lord. But you don't need to look at all those things that will make you to complain. You need to look at those things that God has done for you. Those things that God has done well. That will help you to think, as in, to be praiseful. Amen. That will help you to be what? To be praiseful. And another thing that can also help us to be praiseful is being in right standing with God. You know, when you know that the life doesn't end here, you'll not even be bothered about COVID-19. There's another life. You know, there's need for you to be in right standing with God. Even it is even more pertinent now. But when you just wake up, you hear this is gone, and next day Mr. Hay is gone. You need to be prepared. You need to be in right standing with God. And how can you be in right standing with God? It is by giving your life to Christ. If I have anyone here that would like to give his or her life to Christ. Yes, I know maybe we have even given our life to Christ before. But one way or the other, we took our life back. It's another privilege to give our life back to God. If I have anybody here that would want to give his life again to God, it's an opportunity. those watching us online, you can also let us know that you are giving your life to Christ by sending messages to the address scrolling on your phone for us to know that you actually gave your life to Christ. Do I have anybody giving his or her life to Christ this evening? Let's rise up on our feet. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We are going to pray tonight. I know that every one of us want to triumph in life. And as we have learned in our study tonight, it doesn't come automatically. We need to trigger it. It's time to pray. Let us just go ahead as we begin to thank God tonight. Let us appreciate Him for His goodness and His mercies. Let us go ahead as we begin to say, Father, we thank You. Lord, we appreciate You. Let us give God praise tonight. Let us thank Him for the word that we've just heard. Today, let us give Him praise. Let us thank Him for His loving kindness upon us. You know, it is by God's grace that we are alive. We just need to give God praise tonight and just return the glory back to Him. For ourselves, for our family members, for our loved ones. You know, we hear good testimonies from our parents, our brothers, our sisters. You know, it is God that has made it possible. It is God that has done this. I would like us to begin to say, Father, we thank You for the privileges that You have granted unto us. For life, for Your kindness. Give God praise tonight. Worship Him. Give Him praise. Give Him praise. Give Him praise. Thank Him. Thank Him. Worship God tonight. It is a life service. Give God praise. With every life in you, in Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. Say, Father, baptize me with the spirit of praise. Let us go ahead as we begin to pray. We've just learned the power of praise. We've just learned the power that is in praise. How potent praise is. Let us go ahead as we begin to pray. That God Almighty will baptize us with the spirit of praise. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, tonight we ask and God will pray for the baptism of praise. Father, Lord God, we ask and God will pray. The Lord, You will baptize us with the spirit of praise. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Though we are not well, but we will still sing praises. Though we are sad, but we will still sing praises in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Though we need money, though we need things, but yet we will still praise You in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Lord God, we ask and God will pray for the baptism of the spirit of praise. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, Lord God, we ask and God will pray. Let praise be a reflex action in us in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Even while we pass through stops, we will begin to sing praise because we know that we are triumphing in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, tonight we are asking and God, we are praying for the spirit of praise. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. In Jesus' precious mighty name, we have prayed. Say, I reject fear and anxiety, but I embrace joy and praise. Let us turn it into prayer tonight. Let us turn it into prayer tonight. Let us reject fear and anxiety. Let us reject fear and anxiety. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we embrace joy and praise in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Though our environment and our surrounding does not want us to be happy, but Lord God, we will be praiseful. We will exercise joy. We will be joyful all the days of our life. Nothing will be able to steal our joy in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Father, Lord God, we ask and God will pray. We embrace joy and praise as we reject fear and anxiety. Because we know that fear and anxiety is not Your wish for us. And Lord God, tonight we are rejecting every form of fear, every form of anxiety. Lord, everything that could cause fear in us and anxiety, we reject it tonight in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. And Lord, we embrace joy in the mighty name of Jesus. We enjoy a praiseful life in the name of our Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. We are still praying. Say, I receive power to triumph over all works of the enemy in my life in Jesus' name. I repeat, say, I receive power to triumph over all works of the enemy in my life in Jesus' name. Let us go ahead as we begin to pray. Let us pray, let us pray, let us pray. Let us receive the power to triumph over all walks of life. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, Lord God, we receive the power to triumph over every hurdle. In the mighty name of Jesus, everything that looks like mountain, that looks unsurmountable, Father, Lord God, we pray tonight. We receive the grace and the power to triumph. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, Lord God, we ask and God will pray. Every mountain shall become plain. In the name of Jesus, we shall triumph. We will scale through. In the mighty name of Jesus, we will escape. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, we will escape. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, we will triumph over all works of the enemy. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, lika blado shakata, limbra dagedegere boko zekatale iglia, lembrado ikazegedege boko zeka iglia, repreteke pakajegedele bosha. Lord God, we ask for the power to triumph. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we will...
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.